Derek Warren here with Effingham County Sheriff Paul Coons. Thank you for joining me today.
Oh, Derek, you're welcome. I always enjoy coming up. I enjoy our monthly talks about the community and what we've got going on.
Yeah, well, school just started up on the 14th, so it was last week, to the day, actually, last Wednesday is when they started up the first day. And when school opens up, the school resource officers come back into the school as well and make sure everything's safe. I kind of wanted to have that be our topic for the day today. Since school's back up, the school resource officers are back in there in the schools, I kind of wanted to start with how it all got started and how it was implemented on a local level here.
Yeah, this is a good topic to talk about. I enjoy talking about our school resource officer program. It's one of those topics that's, you know, to me is all positive, and I'm really proud of it. I did not start this program. We've had a school resource officer program for over 20 years here in Effingham County. As a matter of fact, the Effingham County Sheriff's Office started the program locally, and we have had a school resource officer in our county schools ever since then.
Okay, so it's been 2 decades, roughly, so that they started. I know that it's been a little while since I've been in school, but they didn't have a school resource officer net at North Clay, where I was at. It's kind of expanded out since it got started here.
Yes, and you know, I remember, of course, when I was in school, we took a horse and buggy to school, so a lot of things were different. But, we didn't have programs like that when I was in school. But I do remember when I was a young police officer, we started with the DARE program.
Yeah.
In schools, in a lot of schools. And it's not that the DARE program transitioned into school resource officers, but that's where we started, with the DARE program. But now having an officer embedded actually in the schools, it's been a great thing for us, and I think for our communities. I only see positive things come out of this program. I asked the SROs, you know, what their main focus was. I asked them about some of their programs, just, you know, to make sure I was briefed before I started talking here about it. And the thing they told me actually surprised me a little. Their biggest goal is to build bridges, build relationships. And I think that's sort of profound when you think about it. You know, when you're building relationships with, let's say, grade school kids, that's something. That's something that can last a lifetime. And when these SROs, they remember who their SRO was when they were in school. That's a good thing. Nothing but positive can come from that. They also, you know, they're continuously doing programs with the kids and programs with driver's ed. They're there at the schools after hours for, you know, the functions that they have at school. It's been really positive for us. And, you know, we add into that, and we've talked about it here before, but Dale, Deputy Dale, he is part of our SRO program also. And that's been a great asset for, you know, building relationships and breaking down those barriers that, you know, people just naturally have with a uniformed police officer. I get that, but we've had a lot of success here in the community, and that's just not because, of course, of us. It's because of the community we live in, too. You know, this is a great community to work in, to live in, and they've been very accepting of us and our efforts.
Yeah, I know, especially for younger kids, seeing a police officer in school can be a little intimidating sometimes. But it's nice to be able to talk to the officer at a young age. That way you kind of get used to it. You know that they're there to help you. And it can kind of, you build bridges through that, and you also set kids off in the right direction as far as relationships with the law enforcement.
Well, I think so. You know, I think so, absolutely. And maybe the very first day of the school resource officer program, the officers, you know, it may have been a little intimidating for people to see them in the school. I understand that. But if you would walk with an SRO now down the hallway, they're the most popular person in school. I mean, they don't know who the sheriff is. They wouldn't care if the sheriff was there in their school. But when the SRO comes down the hallway, everybody's happy to see him, you know, and he has to talk to everyone that he passes because, you know, they're popular and they work hard at that to be accepted by the kids. And it's also, you know, we do spend, that is, it does take money, it takes resources. You know, I'm an administrator, so I know that things are never free. You know, there's a cost to providing that service, and the school districts pay a part of it, we pay part of it, but it is worth it. It is worth it to have those people in our schools to be able to interact with the kids and teachers and be a part of the community in that way. We're very fortunate, I think. I really support the SRO program.
And I know over the last few 5 or so years, it may have changed a little bit as far as the main reason why they're there is switch more to safety because, you know, even the doors on the schools are all locked now, whereas opposed you could just walk in 10 years or plus ago or so.
Well,
so it kind of factors in with what's happening nationwide in the moment.
You're absolutely right. I know that we cannot forget and we don't overlook, you know, that there is always a risk in our public buildings, in our schools. I don't like to talk about that as much because it's not, you know, it's not as positive, not as fun, but we should, you know, we need to know. I mean, and this is a fact that our school resource officers, the kids love them. They love being there. They do so many positive things, but they are trained, armed police officers. And, I've said this before, you know, I say it here, if something terrible like happens in our school, or any public place, my officers, officers from the city, officers from state police will step over one another to get in there, because that's their calling, that's their jobs. And our school resource officers are absolutely no different. If something terrible happens, they'll be the first ones there, without any regard for their own safety, because they know that's their job.
Yeah, and hopefully it never comes to that. So
no, and I don't want to be to sound alarming, and I really don't care so much to talk about it, but that is a fact. That is also who they are and what they do. So they do a lot of positive things, but they also bring an element of deterrence and of security to the schools. And not just, you know, when they're there by their presence, but they help with the planning, the deterrence, the building security, how the building, you know, can be best secured. They're integrated into all those aspects. So, you know, if I had children, young children in school, yet I would love to have, I would feel better having a school resource officer there, especially the quality of SROs we have in Effingham County and Effingham City. It's a great program.
Yeah, definitely. And the more you get them working together like that, like the sheriff's office and the schools, it just makes for a better outcome in the end, because you don't want them to not communicate, because that's the last thing that you want. You don't want some sort of gap there.
Well, exactly. And we communicate also with the city, because, you know, the Effingham City Police have the same program we have and are in the city schools. So, you know, I include them, too, when I talk about SROs. I don't speak for them, of course, but they have an excellent program.
Definitely. Now, I did want to try to get a story or so out of you, because you mentioned Deputy Dale before. I know he's always the most popular one that comes in there, no matter whether the school resource officer's there all day or not. They bring in Deputy Dale. All of a sudden, they're the most popular person in the room.
He is. So. There is no doubt about that. My funniest story, and perhaps I've said this before, I know I have. I've told this story before, but I just laughed out loud. When Deputy Dale's handler, Alex, said that he would go into a school, and if he didn't have Dale with him, the kids would say, "Where's Dale?" And one of them even said, "Hey, can you even be in here without Dale?" So I just laughed about that. I could see that, and of course Alex laughed about it too, but that's how popular Deputy Dale is. Matter of fact, did you see on our Facebook page, Deputy Dale had a post about, "Hey, school's back in session, watch out for the kids." And that will get more responses and more likes than any post that Sheriff Coons could ever put out there. You know, people probably see me on there and glance over it, but Deputy Dale's got something to say. Everybody likes Dale.
Well, he's one of the cutest dogs you'd ever see. I mean,
that's good. That's part of his job.
Yeah. Yeah, he's there to kind of break the ice with kids, with anybody, really, that needs any help. So yeah. It's always nice to hear good stories like that. But, yeah, the school resource officer program, like I said, I never got used to it because it didn't happen whenever I was in school. But it's nice to know that you've got people there to help you whenever you need it.
I think it is. I think the whole program is positive. But I don't think it would be fair, maybe, to talk about the SR program without saying, though, or without mentioning. You know, it's not maybe universally accepted everywhere. There is some criticism of the program. There are people that don't like the fact of having armed, uniformed police officers in our school. It has been called, you know, I've seen in the media before, it's the gateway to prison program for police officers. They can identify the students that they want to put in prison. I don't buy any of that. That is the farthest thing from the truth. I know in the past and currently, we've had SROs that go so far out of their way as to spend their own money to help families, to help children. But you're always going to have a certain amount of criticism. You know, I get that. I always listen to it. But maybe some of the same people that talk about that gateway to prison program are the same people that want to defund the police completely also. So I get it, but it is out there. It's not, you know, it's not always all positive, but I know our program. I'm very, very proud of it. And it's not because of the things I do so much. It's because of the officers we have working in that program. I mean, they are bought in and 100% dedicated, the county and the city both, and that's why we're so successful in it. You know, it's not my leadership, it's because these people live this and they're held accountable. They feel accountable to the community and they have to do a good job.
Yeah, definitely. And I know, I don't know if you would want to mention who those school resource officers are. That way, if somebody sees them walking along, they can say hi to them.
Well, Cody Hartke, Officer Cody Hartke, is a school resource officer for Effingham City. You'll see him in a blue uniform. Our two school resource officers are Alex Ritz. Deputy Ritz is the one that has Deputy Dale with him all the time. And our other school resource officer that works Beecher City in Altamont is Dustin Lustig. And like I say, they all three do a great job.